Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, November 19th. I'm Zoe Colkin for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting Elon Musk's AI company, xAI, is in advanced talks to raise $15 billion in new equity at a $230 billion valuation, a significant increase from the $113 billion it disclosed after acquiring X in March. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The terms of the new fundraising were disclosed to investors by Musk's wealth manager, though it's not clear whether the expected new valuation reflected its worth before or after the new investment is received. The wealth manager and a spokeswoman for xAI didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Former Harvard University president Larry Summers has resigned from OpenAI's board after receiving criticism for previously undisclosed correspondence between him and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In a statement, the OpenAI board said they respect Summers' decision to resign. Summers said in a statement that he is, quote, grateful for the opportunity to have served, excited about the potential of the company, and look forward to following their progress. Earlier this week, Summers said he was stepping away from public commitments and taking full responsibility for his decision to communicate with Mr. Epstein. He also said he would fulfill his teaching obligations as a Harvard professor. And the Dutch government has handed back control of semiconductor manufacturer Nexperia to its Chinese owner, moving toward resolving a spat that blocked vital chip supply to the auto industry. The Dutch Economic Affairs Minister said the decision has been made in consultation with the Netherlands' European and international partners following recent meetings with Chinese authorities. Nexperia said it welcomes the recent dialogue between Dutch and Chinese authorities, but a full recovery requires further cooperation of the company's entities in China. The Dutch government said it hopes similar disruptions can be avoided in the future. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.